I'm Mark Purcell, and this is the Book Club at 91.7 here on WVXU and WMUB. I appreciate you tuning in this morning. In the studio with me is a local author, or at least an author with local ties, Matthew Bentley. His first book is a thriller called Overwatch. Matthew, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thanks, Mark. It's completely my pleasure to be here.
So let's talk about, to begin with, your Cincinnati ties, because I know you don't, while you don't live around here now, you have many, many, many ties.
I do, and I actually pay for them often, especially as a lifelong Bengals fan. So what I will say is I was born in Jersey, and my family moved to Cincinnati when I was 6 and a half in 1978, when my family purchased a metal manufacturing company called F.H. Lawson. At the time, it made trash cans and metal cabinets. At the time, it was all built around where Spinney Field, the Bengals' old practice field, was. Mm-hmm. And my understanding, and I may be wrong, was that we actually owned that practice field until my grandfather gave it to the city as a write-off. But as a result, I am a diehard Bengals fan. So I grew up in Cincinnati. I lived in the Montgomery area. And then I went to St. Xavier High School. And then I went to Miami University, where I graduated in 94. I came back to Cincinnati, worked for 5 years doing a number of things, the last being investigating accidents with injuries and fatalities for Allstate. And then in 1999, I ran off into the Marine Corps, going to officer candidate school, and then spending 10 years in the Marine Corps as an officer. And I haven't been, I haven't moved back, but now I live on the East Coast.
Well, and a lot of your, duty shows up in your book, Overwatch. We'll talk about the plot here in just a minute. But I'm wondering how you went from all this and the Marines to writing, man.
One of the things, as the book opens, my protagonist named Logan West, who's a former Force Recon commander, he wakes up from a relapsing blackout in his home in Annapolis. I am actually a recovering alcoholic who is sober 7 years this month. So in 2009, my wife and I were on vacation, and I was getting out of the Marine Corps, and I was sober for about 6 months, and I was reading this bestseller that had me bored out of my mind. And I turned to my wife, and I said, you know what? I have this crazy tough guy dialogue in my head. I have all this tactical training from when I was a junior officer. I've been to play at fun places like Africa and Fallujah before the surge. You know what? I think I can write a better book than this. I want to write something that I can actually – that I would want to read. And she said, okay, that's great. I support you, but you're not quitting your day job. So I obsessed about it for about a year. I mean, I just kept thinking about it. It kept going through my head until finally the physical compulsion got so much that I wrote down a 5-year plan on a whiteboard. I mean, I literally wrote it down. And then I sat down and started writing. And that was it. And then the process to get it published is a whole brutal, gut-wrenching process. 18 months, 8 days to write the first book, 6 months to edit it. Then you have to get an agent if you want to be published at one of the big publishing houses. That took another year, and then it was another 14 months before we had a deal with Simon & Schuster. And the thing was, there were only 92 commercial fiction agencies that accepted this kind of work back in 2012, and it was just a constant slew of rejections until someone said, we love this and we want this. Huh. So, and each one gets about 1,000 submissions a month.
Right.
So it's just, you got to have thick skin, be prepared for a lot of no's, and you got to be very determined and perseverant if this is what you want to do.
Well, it's good that up and coming and wannabe authors know that there's a long struggle ahead, that it does take a little bit of time. So, yeah. Hey, and you said you had this tough guy. I mean, I see a lot. I can tell that you've been a Marine because of a lot of the military aspects of this and battle tactics, et cetera. But was it also your experience as a Marine and what you saw when you were out of country that led to the story and the drive to tell this story?
For me, when I deployed, and as a junior officer, I was privileged to command a scout sniper platoon for a brief period of time around 9/11 and a little bit into 2002. But I deployed to Africa and to Fallujah in what are called support staff officer positions, where I was an assistant operations officer in Fallujah, more of a planner. So I wasn't going out on combat patrols like the Marines were. And in 06, if you weren't actually part of an infantry unit going out and conducting day-to-day operations, it was so dangerous in Al-Anbar province that you couldn't even go outside the wire. It was so bad when we were there that even the camp was taking incoming fire on a regular basis, rocket and mortar fire, not small arms fire, because Camp Fallujah was kind of in the middle of nowhere east of the city. But, you know, so the places are real in the book. But the overall story is completely a creation of my own.
I'm speaking with Matthew Bethley, the author of the new thriller Overwatch. It's his first book. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. Well, so Logan West here, Joe Quick is his buddy. Always,
John Quick, yes.
John Quick always, you know, running into to some fun in this book, you know, just from page one with Logan waking up out of a blackout from having drank too much and immediately having an adversary there in the room with him. It doesn't stop after that, Matthew. And I'm just curious as to, as you were telling this story, whether you had in mind where it was going or how much of it you had in mind before you started.
And this is completely true. I had the first three books completely planned out in my head, but now it's actually turned into the first five books.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So I knew where I wanted to take this story. I knew from the beginning that first I wanted it to be a roller coaster action-packed ride from the word go, because that's what I like to read, and I wanted to write something that I would want to read that would grip the reader and not let go until it's over. You know, so that was the first and most important goal. But I also wanted each story to kind of be a self-contained story, but part of a larger mythology. So, you know, the goal has always been to continue on with these same characters.
Well, I have to say, Logan West and all his buddies had faced some very wicked times when in Iraq, and that's part of the story here in Overwatch. But I was wondering if, in your experiences with the people you knew, with some of the Marines that you knew who had been there, who had seen the action, if how much of that fed into the characters here in your book?
You know, I'm not necessarily that. No, And what you're referring to is the flashback sequence which explains why Logan is the way he is, where I describe an ambush at an insurgent compound from 2004, where his force recon platoon is ambushed, and I tell it in three parts, and it explains why Logan left the Marine Corps and became an alcoholic, suffering with what happened. But even that was fictitious. The torture compounds, those are real places. They were really discovered, but, you know, not necessarily in that location, but, you know, what happened, again, I made it up now. However, I do know people who were in serious, like, hand-to-hand combat, violent, very violent, ugly battles. I mean, war is an ugly, ugly, ugly thing, you know, with horrific injuries, and, I mean, it's gut-wrenching. You know, I know these are action thrillers, but And it's very exciting, but there is also a very real horrific aspect to it.
Well, you bring a lot of that horror to the forefront, and there's, you know, in putting together this thriller, it covers a lot of bases, Matt. And I loved how, well, it brings in some Mexican cartel action, and, you know, this is a world story, not just, you know, Logan West's story. And some very notable settings as well, including a scene in the Alamo down in San Antonio. You know, you said you plotted out three books that now have become five. You had these fellows living in your brain for a little while?
I did. You know, people have asked me, well, how much of Logan West is from you? And what I would say is that, again, I wasn't around.
I'm exactly like Logan. No.
Well, what I am is kind of a combination of John Quick and Logan. On a day-to-day basis, I am much more sarcastic like John Quick is. Now, if I get really upset, then I might a little bit of Logan comes out. But again, I'm not running around doing these things. But it's, yeah, that would be true. But I don't know. I always knew what I wanted to do with these characters, and in book two, it moves the story further down the road, introducing some new characters. But regarding the settings, I like the idea of having these big action sequences at these various locations. So I thought to myself, how cool would it be to write a gun battle and a car chase at the Alamo? I will say that book two opens in Dutch Harbor, Alaska, where everybody knows from the TV show Deadliest Catch. I thought, what a great location. They even have some old World War II bunkers on part of the island. And I incorporated all of that for this massive opening to book two. You know, and what's funny is I often get asked about my creative process. I'm a very visual guy. So when I sit down to my computer, I put on a headset and I listen to musical scores composed by the greats like Hans Zimmer or Stephen Jablonsky or Brian Tyler, who make these great action movie musical scores, or John Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of go into a zone and I see the action taking place in my head. And all I feel like I'm doing is transcribing the action and the dialogue and the emotion. I don't feel like I'm creating something. I feel like I'm literally translating something onto paper.
Matthew Bedley, his new thriller is called Overwatch. You can learn more at our website, wvxu.org. I commented on your bylines that I see a lot of blurbs from, and the one that caught my eye, Clive Cussler there, but General Stan McChrystal is on here.
Yes.
And some big hitters. And I think the general made a comment about how it is a great book for veterans and non-veterans alike. And I do feel you don't have to be a lover of military thrillers to really enjoy
Correct.
Overwatch. But I'm wondering what you hope that each of those different audiences gets out of your book.
Well, first and foremost, one of the main things that I want to do is when I'm writing a book like this is I wanted to create an alternate universe where our leaders today actually take those hard decisions head on and actually take action and make the hard right decision, unlike a lot of politicians today. And that'll be my only backhanded slap at DC that I'll say.
Okay.
But because, you know, this is fiction. Even though this feels very real and the places are real, it's still fiction, and I want the readers to be entertained. I also don't want it to be a solely military thriller demographic. So with book two, I've made the scope and scale even bigger than what you have in Overwatch, with a more global perspective.
So what have you thought after spending so much time finding an audience, getting the book written, getting it out there, getting an agent, getting it published? How does it feel, Matt?
It's very satisfying. I got to say, it's also humbling, especially when I've had some of the greats and my name kind of commingled together, which is very surreal to me. The bar seems to be getting set very high, and the book's only been out for a week. And what they're telling me is we're just getting started. You know, hopefully people love the book, because at the end of the day, it's not about me. It's not about my experiences. It's about the experience that the reader has with the book. That, to me, is the most important thing of all.
What do friends and family think now that you've become an author and on the rise here?
They know me very well, so they know that I have two young children, and my wife is amazing. And so, you know, my kids don't care. All they care about is that, you know, daddy's home. And my wife, who's known me for way too long, is just, okay, that's great. It's kind of, we're all on this ride together, so to speak. Where it goes, I honestly don't know. I know where I hope it goes, but again, that's going to be up to the fans and the readers.
Well, we frequently here on the Book Club at 91.7 ask authors and readers what they're reading now. Do you mind if I ask you, Matthew Bedley, what you are reading now?
I am actually reading Dr. Sleep by Stephen King. So, and when I was growing up, I was a big fan of Stephen King and Tom Clancy and Robert Ludlum and another author named Eric Van Lustbader. And I actually have had such little time to read over the last 5 years since all this started, with a full-time job, two kids, writing my own, you know, first two books. I haven't had a time to read, so I finally picked up a Stephen King novel that I had heard was good, and I'm trying to get through it.
Well, and I have to imagine. Still have your day job though, right? Is your wife still making you stick with the day job?
In the meantime, you know, the goal is to get out of the day job as soon as possible so I can focus on this 100% of the time.
So Overwatch out now, just out now. You said you have the second done already. When do you anticipate that might follow?
It'll follow March of 2017.
Excellent.
You know, my publisher has said, like the Ides of March, we want you there too. So.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Matthew Bedley. His new thriller is called Overwatch. You can learn more about the book and Matthew's other work at our website, wvxu.org. This is the Book Club at 91.7.